Okay, so last week we started a series, Becoming Fishers of Men. This is part two of the series, Becoming Fishers of Men, and it's called Forgiveness. If you're not sure what that means, because that's kind of a biblical term, Becoming Fishers of Men, what I'm talking about is out there as you go through your life, having the ability to bring other people into the kingdom of God, helping other people to step out of a life of drudgery and pain and struggle into a life of blessing, relaxation, pleasure, love. So this is where we can take people in our lives, and this is one of the things that God was asking us to do, to bring the kingdom of God upon the earth. And so in doing that, we can take people out of the darkness and bring them into the light. So today we want to talk about forgiveness, because forgiveness is extremely important as a part of that. And first I want to talk about that everybody in this room, everybody needs forgiveness. Everybody needs it. And if we start to understand, if we can understand about forgiveness according to God's plan, according to the kingdom of earth, it's going to make it a it's going to make it a lot easier for us to be able to go out and become fishers of men. It's going to allow us to help them to get into reaping the benefits of God, if we know that. It's also going to make it easier for us also. So let's talk a little bit about forgiveness. Now, as I said, everybody needs it. Everybody needs forgiveness from God because everybody has made mistakes. Now, the good news, and I want to tell you this right up front so you don't sit there for the next half hour thinking, oh man, I'm so in trouble. No, God has already given the forgiveness. God has already given you everything you're going to need, all the forgiveness that you're going to need for every mistake that you have ever made, that you're making right now or that you're going to make in the future. God has already given you the forgiveness for that. It's already been given. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Get excited about this because this is important. So you already have been given the forgiveness. It's already there, and all you need to do is to receive it. Now, how did he give it? He came and walked on the earth in a body, as a man, in order to fulfill all the laws. Now, remember, we've talked about this before, that in the laws, when we're trying to fulfill them, we're not very good at fulfilling all the laws of God. And remember, the laws of God, it's a pass or fail test. We either get them all right or we get them wrong. Even if you were 99.99% of the time right, because you weren't 100%, it's still a fail. You still have missed out. And as a result of that, the laws were there for us to become righteous so that we could now be in right standing with God. But because nobody is 100% perfect, we could never get righteous through the law. It would never bring us that righteousness. But because God is perfect 100% of the time, he could fulfill those laws perfectly 100% of the time, all the time. So when he did that, he restored righteousness. He brought righteousness now into the physical, that we could now receive the gift of righteousness from him. In other words, because he had fulfilled that, we could now receive forgiveness. Also, meaning that anything that we had done that had broken the laws or was outside of the kingdom of God, wasn't in alignment with him, anything at all, he could forgive us for it. He could give us forgiveness. Now, sometimes, you know, when we start talking about having done something wrong, you might be like I was when I was a kid. I was always very quick to point out somebody that was worse than me. I only ate one piece of that cake you told us not to touch. He ate two. Does it make it any better? No. But I noticed as adults, we often do the same thing. We're very quick to point out that, okay, I might have messed up, but that guy over there, whoa, he is really messing up. I'm pretty good compared to him. Now, when we get into that attitude of trying to deflect the blame, and we do that because if punishment is coming, I remember when I was a kid, if punishment was coming, I was thinking, if I can somehow divert or get their focus, get my parents focused on somebody else that's worse, maybe they'll get the worst punishment and I'll somehow get out of it. I'll be able to wriggle out of it. But what we got to remember is that we've already been given forgiveness. We don't have to be wriggling, trying to get out of the mistakes or the punishment. We just have to receive the forgiveness. That means we don't have to be pointing the finger and saying, that guy is worse than I am, because we already are able to now get into a state of righteousness. We're already able to stand in the light of God. Let me see you guys smile. This is a happy thing. You can give me a smile about this. Amen?
Amen.
This is a good thing. Now, sometimes because of this wanting to deflect and divert the attention, we often look at the laws of God with a point system that one is worse than another. But if you go down and look in your Bible where they're written in Exodus 20, there is no point value beside them. God did not say, thou shalt not murder is worse than thou shalt not lie. He did not say that. He did not put beside those that one is worse than the other. In fact, they all have the same value. Every one of the laws of God has the same value. That means if you tell one little white lie, it's the same as if 1,000 people were murdered by somebody. They are equivalent. They are equal. Now, in our physical life, when we start to think about that from the physical perspective, we go, whoa, no, that's a lot worse. Killing 1,000 people would be a lot worse than one little white lie that really didn't hurt anybody. But in the eyes of God, from the kingdom of God perspective, they are equal. They are equal in his eyes. And that's why it's a pass or fail. So we don't have to be deflecting the attention to somebody that did something worse. Because even if you broke one of them, you guys are equal. You are the same. In the eyes of God, you're the same. Good news, though, the law was fulfilled by Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Good news, we already have been given the forgiveness. We can receive the forgiveness. And anyone who receives the forgiveness is made righteous. Amen.
Amen.
So that means you're in right standing with God. And now that means you can receive all the blessings of God, all the goodness of God. So, but we have to understand it this way, that they're all equal. Or else we start to point the finger. And also we get into the activity of condemning someone else. That person is really bad. Well, none of us is perfect. None of us has been perfect ever. Except for God when he walked on the earth as Jesus. Nobody else was ever able to be perfect. And so what that means, as people who are walking in the light in the kingdom of God, is we need to understand that too. We can't look at mistakes that people are making with values and say, oh, well, that is a lot worse crime than that crime. You know, according to God's law, they're equal. And we've all made the mistakes, which means we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat, which means we all need forgiveness. We all need to receive that forgiveness from God. And the great thing is, it's available. It's available to receive right now.
Amen.
You don't even have to ask for forgiveness. You just have to receive forgiveness. God's already given it to you. It's waiting to be received. See, he already knew what you were going to do. And he gave forgiveness for that. He already knew where you were going to fall short, and he gave you forgiveness for that. So you just need to receive that forgiveness. You don't have to ask for it. You have to receive it. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I receive that forgiveness. Now, this helps us as we start to understand about God's forgiveness. It helps us now because we don't want to get into the attitude of condemning other people. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that's being made by people who are supposed to be in the kingdom of God is condemning. Condemnation of people who they're saying, they're worse than I am. You don't understand the whole process of the kingdom of God if you're pointing the finger and saying somebody else is worse than you. We're all in the same boat. And that's why God gave us the forgiveness. So this will prevent us, if you understand about forgiveness, this will prevent you from going into condemning other people. It will help you to get out of that. And some people, it's, you know, they're in just a habit where they're complaining about this person at work, not good enough. They're complaining about the lady across the street. They're complaining. You know, they're everywhere complaining. But if you know that God has forgiven you and that we're all equal, now suddenly you realize that God has also given forgiveness for her too, as well. So you both have been given the same forgiveness. And it doesn't matter if in the physical they look worse than you. That doesn't matter because we're all equal, as I said. But God has given the forgiveness equally for everybody. Because if we don't receive the forgiveness, if we can't receive the forgiveness for everything, like God couldn't say, okay, I'm going to forgive everybody that's told lies, but I'm not going to forgive you if you murdered, then that would have meant none of us could have received forgiveness. Because as I said, it's an all or nothing. It's all or nothing. So he had to give forgiveness for everything. You understand what I'm saying? Are you with me? Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is a good thing. This is a good thing. Now, let's take it a step further, because I want you to understand that you have that forgiveness, and receiving that forgiveness has made you righteous. But there's some very important points we're going to go over now, because I think this is sometimes a stumbling block that is preventing people from living in the blessing of God. There's a stumbling block that's sometimes preventing people from receiving the blessings. Some of you are walking in faith and you are speaking the words of the kingdom. You're excited about God and you're still not receiving it and you're not understanding why. And I believe that this is going to help you a lot to understand that. Now in Matthew chapter 6 verse 12, and this is from the Lord's Prayer. The Lord is praying and he says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And often you know the Lord's Prayer. Many of you know it off by heart and you've probably said this, but you may never really have thought about what this means, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And we may not have understood how important this point was. Now I'm going to go down and read from Mark 11, 22. Because this is going to enlighten us why that line was so important. It's really going to show us. Now, this is Jesus speaking. So Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. You've heard this before, right? This is not new to you. This is good stuff. Jesus is still speaking. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
Amen.
Now, we talk about this a lot. We talk about the faith of God. And when we have that kind of faith, that when we pray, we believe we receive. We have it already. We've received it when we pray. And he is emphasizing this. Jesus is emphasizing this right here. Now, in the very next verse, right after that, that was verse 24. Here in verse 25, so he is talking to you, and he has just said, you guys are going to have whatever you pray for when you believe, you've got it. Now, he adds a little addendum to that. Listen to this. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Did you catch that? But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. That's very clear. Did you hear that? So what he is saying is, now, we all need forgiveness. I've already established that. We all need it. But he is saying that if we can't forgive somebody in our lives, then we can't receive the forgiveness. This is what he is saying. He is saying that our lack of forgiveness will prevent his forgiveness, God's forgiveness, from being able to get in. We can't receive the forgiveness if we have unforgiveness. Understand? If we have unforgiveness inside of us, for unforgiveness and forgiveness don't go together. They don't fit. So if I have unforgiveness towards somebody, I can't receive God's forgiveness. Now, I know everybody in here, I can say pretty confidently that at some point in your life, somebody hurt you. Somebody said something, they did something that hurt you. And they could have hurt you physically, mentally, emotionally. They could have did it on purpose. They could have did it without even knowing it. But at some point in your life, somebody did or said something that hurt you on some level. And some people are pretty good at just letting it heal and be released. But some people hold a grudge. And they hold vengeance. And they're still remembering that kid that beat them up in the sixth grade. And thinking, if I ever see him again, oh, now he's going to get it. Oh, he better watch out, because I'm coming for him. And sometimes we're still holding on to that pain. And we are building up the vengeance and the anger. And it might be that you're angry at the boss. Or it might be something in world affairs. You heard about something that's happening over there on the other side of the planet, and now you're stirred up. Oh, if I get my hands on them, give me one chance, and I'll tell you, I'm going to do something. I'm upset with them. But notice what's being said here. If we want to be able to reap the blessings and the benefits of God, if we want to be made righteous by receiving his forgiveness, which came through Jesus, we cannot have unforgiveness inside of us. Now, did he say that we could, as long as we forgive the, you know, some things it's okay, but some things, you know, they're too big, you can't forgive them. So if you don't forgive the big stuff, it's all right. He didn't say that, did he? He made it very clear, anything. He's not just saying, well, some things are unforgivable, so you can hang on to those. No, because I hear people say that. They sometimes say, no, there's some stuff that have been done to me I cannot forgive, Ted. That's that. I just cannot do that. It was too bad. But whatever unforgiveness you have, and again, God is not rating it on a point system of, you know, big stuff and small stuff. Well, that was worse. That was less worse. He is saying that we need to forgive everything. He is saying that we have to have an attitude of forgiveness. We can't be holding on to anger and vengeance and looking to get even. Because remember, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Meaning that he's going to take care of it. Judge not, lest we also be judged. We've got to let that go. Meaning we have to have forgiveness for no matter what happened in our life. This is an important, let me read it again, because this is the words of Jesus saying this. This is not me, I'm not saying this. I would want to say it a different way. But this is what he says here in verse 26 of Mark 11. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. We all need forgiveness, but we all have to forgive. We all. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Let's hear an excited amen.
Amen.
We all have to forgive. There's something that happened It doesn't matter what. Now, you might still be having the scars and the pain from that trauma. You might be having mental scars. You might actually have literal scars from what somebody did to you. You might still be having the aches and the pains from what somebody has done to you. You might still have that in your body. You might still have the scars mentally or emotionally. But still, Jesus is saying that if we want to receive His forgiveness, we have to forgive those people. So we need to open our hearts and let go of the anger and the wanting to get revenge and the wanting to get even. And it doesn't matter whether it was something really, really small and insignificant or it was something really great. We have to give that forgiveness in order to receive God's forgiveness.
Amen.
We need to give it in order to receive it. And this is so important. And I know that in your hearts, there's somebody in this room that in their heart, they have held resentment against somebody. That person might have said something to you that hurt you and offended you and insulted you, and now you're holding it. Or they did something. They did something that seemed to be unforgivable. But as Jesus is saying, obviously there's nothing unforgivable. If God could forgive us from all those laws, we get the free pass that says, I'm freshly washed and clean. I'm righteous in the eyes of God. I'm perfect in the eyes of God. If God could do that, then we can do that too, taking His example and now being able to forgive whatever it was. Might have been something that a parent did. Maybe the parent wasn't loving enough. Maybe the parent didn't seem to care enough. Maybe they said something that hurt you. It could have been a complete stranger out there on the street that did something, that robbed you and beat you and left you out there hurt. It doesn't matter though, because we need to give the forgiveness. Now, I'm not saying you got to go have dinner with them, okay? Because sometimes we get a little misconception and we think, oh, well, this is like, I got to give them the right to walk all over me kind of thing. And let's go down here and see, though. We don't want to get into that attitude. I'm not saying you've got to hang around with them all the time if they're abusive to you. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying in your heart, you need to give the forgiveness. You need to give it to God, any of that resentment, that revenge that's there, that anger that's there, that hurts that's there. You got to give that to Jesus so that it can be transformed, so that the way is open. God doesn't withhold His forgiveness. He has already given His forgiveness. But our unforgiveness inhibits the ability of His forgiveness to come in. It blocks it. It stops it and it prevents it. And if we're blocking, stopping, and preventing God's forgiveness to come in, that means we can't walk in the blessing of His life. We can't receive the prosperity and the healing. We can't receive the love and the peacefulness. And so we walk through life now saying, but I believe this and I'm speaking the words of faith and it's not happening, it's not coming. And it's because you're still holding on to unforgiveness of somebody or some event that has taken place. And now is the time to let it go. If you want to become a good fisher of men, you need to open your heart for forgiveness to come through. Now, Peter was curious about this, I think. Peter is asking how many times. Here in Matthew 18:21, Peter says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? So he's like, is it okay? Should I forgive him like 7 times? If somebody does something to me, should I just continue to forgive them 7 times? And here's what Jesus said to him. I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. 70 times 7. Now he's really saying always. He's really saying always. We always have to forgive. Why? Because we always need God's forgiveness. We continually need the forgiveness of God to be washing over us, to cleanse us of whatever shortcomings we've got, so that we can always be in the righteous state. See, it's a continuous pouring down like a waterfall of God's righteousness and forgiveness upon us, continuously, never ending, never stopping. It's always coming, which means even if right now I misspeak, I do the wrong thing, I turn the wrong way, I hurt somebody, God's forgiveness is already pouring down on me to correct that, to cleanse me from that, so that I can be righteous, so that I'm always seen by Him righteous, because there's continual cleansing immediately happening, and He prepared that from the foundation of the earth for me. It's already been prepared. But if I hold unforgiveness, then I block it, and now that continual pouring gets stopped. And now whatever things I've done begin to build up. So I'm no longer in that state of righteousness. I have stopped it. God hasn't stopped it, but I have. So what Peter's asking, a very good question, how many times? Now, if you've lent money to your brother 7 times and 7 times he hasn't paid it back and you've forgiven him, good, that's good. But I'm not saying you have to keep lending money to your brother. I said that's foolishness. He's not saying be foolish, but he's saying forgive him for those other times. Let it go. Let the anger go. Let the vengeance go. Open your heart. Let the love begin to flow. Let forgiveness be done unto him. You don't have to keep lending him the money, because that would be foolish. Ask God, what would you like me to do here? He'll give you something else to do, a different action. Now, something very important for us to understand, and this is why, see, there are people out there in the world, if we want to be good fishermen, we need to have forgiveness. Because there's going to be people that are going to say things or do things as we continue living in life, because not everybody yet is in the kingdom of God. And I say yet, because God has given His forgiveness for everybody. And when we receive His forgiveness, we are brought into the kingdom of God. But not everybody is there yet. But this is what we have the opportunity to do. We have the opportunity to share the gospel, which is the good news. And the good news is that you are forgiven.
Amen.
There are so many people that are staying away from God because they believe they're too bad. How many people have run out away from God because somebody is telling them, you're too bad. You've done too many bad things. I don't like the way you're acting. I don't like the way you're dressing. God is not going to approve of that. And yet, God has given us forgiveness. So we don't want to get into condemnation, because that drives people away. We want to share the good news, the gospel, which is you are forgiven. And it doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made or how many laws you've broken. It doesn't matter how bad you think you are. God has given you forgiveness. And that is the good news, that you can be forgiven. And there are people out there in the world that are afraid to come to God. And what they need is God. What's going to turn them around and change their lives is God, but they're afraid to come to Him because they think they're too bad and they've done too many bad things. And yet that's the very thing they need. And you guys are the messengers right now.
Amen.
The messengers to go out and spread the good news that you can be forgiven.
Amen.
And you can receive that forgiveness right now in
amen.
Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've got to be those messengers. Because the rest of the world is quick to condemn the people that are not perfect. And who is perfect? Only God. Only God. And so, as a result of that, they're quick to condemn, which only chases the people away. You can be fishers of men by being the ones that say, no, God has given you forgiveness, and you can receive that forgiveness right now.
Amen.
Right now, in this moment. You can receive it, and you can turn their lives around, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, because God has already given the forgiveness.
Amen.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Now, thank you. Yes. Now, Check out what Jesus was doing, because here's another step for you to think about. You know, Jesus was often healing people. There were people that were sick. You read about this in the scriptures quite often. There's somebody that's sick that comes to him. And he doesn't say to them, be healed every time. He says, sometimes your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. And what happens? They heal, they stand up, they walk. You see, in receiving forgiveness, that's when your healing comes. When you can receive your forgiveness, then you can get your healing. That means for some of you, if you have unforgiveness in your heart and you've been believing for healing, you've been blocking the forgiveness of God from coming in with your unforgiveness, and as a result of that, you've been blocking your healing from coming in. So you might have been speaking the words of faith, believing for healing, at the same time as blocking the forgiveness of God from coming in. You need to release your unforgiveness. Forgive these people, whoever has trespassed against you. As it says here, again in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. Amen?
Amen.
And when we do that, now the healing can come in. See, it's the same thing. Jesus even said, whether I say, be healed, or I say, your sins are forgiven, it amounts to the same thing. You're healed. Your life is healed when you're forgiven. Your body is healed when you're forgiven. Your relationships are healed when you're forgiven. Everything can be healed through forgiveness.
Amen.
And it starts right here with us starting to let our hearts be opened by the power of God, the supernatural power of God, so that we too can begin to forgive the people in our lives and allow that unending wave of just pouring down forgiveness upon us to begin to wash over us. Close your eyes right now. And I want you to close your eyes and think for a moment, take a moment and ask God, is there somebody that I have been holding a grudge against, I have been upset with, I have been hurt by, and I haven't let go of that? Do I have that in my life? Might have been a small incident, might be a great incident. You might have forgot about it, but God knows it, and He'll show you. And when you see that, all you have to do is give it to Jesus. Give Him the unforgiveness. If it's anger, if it's you're going to get revenge on them, if you feel like, you know, and if you feel like it's too big to be forgiven, know that God forgave us everything. We can forgive Him. We can forgive this person by the power of God. In Jesus' name, give it to them. Give it to Jesus right now. Whatever it is, give Him that so that you can receive the gift that God has given you, which is forgiveness. That you can receive that gift also. And we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You have already prepared for us forgiveness for any mistake that we make. And Lord, right now, if I have anything against anyone, I put them into Your hands and I forgive. I let go. I let go of the anger. I let go of the pain. I let go of the trauma so that my body can heal. The scars can heal and the mind can heal and the heart can heal from whatever the trauma was, because I have given forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you did that with me, because it's very powerful. And I want you to know you can do that with people out there in the world. You can share with them God's forgiveness. It will mean a lot. To some of them, it will mean their entire life turning around completely in an instant. Because suddenly they've been on a road away from God, because the more they think they're bad, the further they get away from God. They're running hard. And when they can receive the forgiveness, suddenly they realize, I don't have to run away from God. I can run to God. And that's what changes their lives. That's what changes how they act. When we get filled with the Spirit of God, now we act differently. We are filled with love and goodness. That's what God has for us. Say amen to that.
Amen.